Every elite athlete has a coach. Every top sporting team has a coach. Your under sevens footy team in your local area probably has a coach. And now as human beings, we all seem to have a coach, an exercise person, a personal trainer to help us with our exercise. Now, whether that's an online trainer, it could be an app on your phone, it could be something that happens on your watch, or it could be a person that you go and see regularly, whether it's once a week, three times a week, once a month, a personal trainer to help you achieve your goals with your exercise. What's really interesting about that is when I first started in the fitness profession, the concept of personal training was so foreign that when it was shared, the world may have personal training as a career path. There may be people who want to pay people to take them through their exercise program, and that's called a personal trainer. The response from the fitness industry was, that's ridiculous. Nobody's ever going to pay somebody money to take them through their exercise program. That's for Americans, it's for celebrities, it's for elite athletes. It's never going to work, and it's definitely never going to work in Australia or New Zealand. People are not going to pay money to have somebody teach them exercise. Well, what's really interesting now is if you talk to the people that have a personal trainer and they love it, a lot of them will share with you that they couldn't live without their personal trainer. And there are literally hundreds and thousands, if not millions, of people who have a personal trainer. There are now personal training studios and chains of personal training studios. And obviously becoming a personal trainer is a career path. Obviously, at Max, we talk about exercise professionals. Imagine having the pleasure of having a top-level exercise professional help you achieve your goals, inspire you, motivate you, make sure that your exercise program is safe. And I have the absolute pleasure of being married to one of the very first personal trainers in Australia. And when Kayman shared with the world that he was going to become a personal trainer, it was laughed at. Nobody's going to pay money for you to train them. And interestingly, his area of expertise, his specialization, was elite athletes, top-level sporting teams, Olympic athletes. And Max was created and developed to make sure that everybody has a top-level exercise professional to look after them, not just Olympic athletes. Here at Max, we really believe that everybody deserves to have somebody who really understands the human body, understands how the human body is connected to the brain and what motivates us to exercise, and how do you get the best results from your exercise program. And I'll go back to the elite athletes. They're all much better than their coaches at the sport or at the competition, but they all have a coach, the person that understands their psychology and their physiology and helps them get the best results possible. And obviously that's what personal training is all about. So why do you have a personal trainer, or why don't you? If you have had one, why did you stop and why don't you have one now? And if you do want to have a personal trainer and you haven't got one at the moment, what is it that would help you decide or motivate you or inspire you to have a personal trainer? And obviously they are questions that I've been asking now for over 30 years. I've collected an enormous amount of data from all over the world, from all different cultures, from all different kinds of people, rich people, poor people, old people, young people, people who love to exercise and people who hate to exercise, people who are sick, people who are injured, people who are very healthy, people who are extremely healthy, lean, fit and strong, who all have personal trainers or have had a personal trainer at a certain stage in their life. And I always ask why. Why did you choose to train with a trainer? So what was the original decision that said, hey, I need some help, I'm going to get a personal trainer? The next question is, why did you choose your particular personal trainer? Why do you train with the person that you're training with now? Why did you choose them? And there is a very special group of people who have had a personal trainer for more than 10 years. They've been investing their hard-earned money once a week, twice a week, three times a week or more for over 10 years, and they've been training with the same trainer. And when I meet those people, that's some really interesting data to collect. Why are you still with that very same person? And the reason why these are such important questions is if you are a user of exercise, healthy eating, you want to be healthy, fit and strong for a lifetime, the question to ask is, do you deserve a coach? Do you deserve the very best person to help you achieve your goals? If you want to be a personal trainer, exercise professional, or you are one, why would people choose you? Why would they stay with you? And what do you need to do and not do to make sure that you have a long-term commitment from your clients to make sure that they want to stay with you for as long as you need them to stay with you as your clients? And if you have people in your life who would never have a trainer or think they don't need a trainer or they don't want one, what would be some of the reasons why they might change their mind? And of course, they are the questions that I'm always asking. This is what I do for a career, obviously, and I help other people to have a career as a top-level exercise professional. But I'm always really interested in the psychology. Why do people do what they do? The next thing that I'm always really aware of is what other people say. So there are some people who tell you that you have to have a personal trainer. It's the only way to train. And if you want to be a personal trainer, you can, because you can have a successful, profitable career. And there are people who are successful and profitable as personal trainers, exercise professionals, and they're earning more money as a professional than a doctor or a lawyer or an accountant or an architect or an engineer. And they're loving what they do, and they wake up every single day. They're choosing their own hours. They are their own boss, and they're loving their life. If you hang out with other people, you will hear this story. There's too many personal trainers, which is really funny from someone who often heard when I first started, there's never going to be any personal trainers. Now the comment is there's too many personal trainers and there's too many gyms and you'll never be successful in the fitness profession because there's too many of everything and it's not a real job. And it just depends on who you hang out with. So if you are looking to be an exercise professional, if you're passionate about fitness and you want to have a career in the fitness profession, or you're really excited about helping people to be healthy, fit and strong, and you'd like to do that as your career path, then obviously you can. However, you probably would like to know the answers to why would people choose a personal trainer? Why would they choose you? And why would they stay with you in the long term? And the really interesting answer to that question is there is no exact answer. Every single person has a different reason. Now, some people have similar reasons. Some people have the same reason and they share with you, look, I chose a personal trainer because I wanted to lose weight. But when you ask them, why did you want to lose weight? That's when the answer becomes completely different. And it seems to be that the people who choose a personal trainer to help them with their goals are people who, yes, need help. But one of the things that is really obvious is that we should never assume what people want. I often hear in the fitness industry, and I would never call it a profession when people say things like this, oh, the only reason that people get a personal trainer is to lose weight. And I hear that quite regularly. The number one reason that people come to the gym is to lose weight. Well, if you take that as a blanket statement, then unfortunately, when people come to see you, you may treat them as a group. You might have group mindset. Oh, this person's fat, so they're here to lose weight. Well, the most important part of personal training is the word personal. And every person in the whole wide world, all 7 billion plus of us, we're all completely different. We may have the same muscles and bones, but that's about as far as it goes. We have different metabolisms. We have different likes and dislikes with our food. We have different shapes and sizes. We have different genetics. We have different likes and dislikes about food and exercise. We've had different experiences in our life. We're from different cultures. We have different ideas and opinions about exercise and what we should do. We have different reasons for doing things and we have different lifestyles. There are people who sleep 8 hours. There are people who sleep four. Some people like to eat once a day. Some people like to eat five times a day. Some people eat meat. Some people don't. Some people drink alcohol. Some people don't. Some people take drugs. Some people don't. Some people are often unhappy, depressed and anxious, and some people are always happy. Every single person is a unique individual. So your reason for choosing a personal trainer, an exercise professional to help you with your goals, the number one thing and the only suggestion or recommendation that I ever make is please pick an exercise professional that treats you as a person, a unique individual person. Please be really wary of, beware of, be scared of the exercise people, the personal trainers, the exercise teachers that just broadly give you information. So if you say to somebody, I want to lose weight, they start regurgitating and vomiting information on you about how to eat and how to exercise, but they haven't asked you the reasons why you want to do this. If you choose an exercise professional, if you choose a personal trainer, or if you are an exercise professional or a personal trainer, surely if you genuinely want to help people, if you genuinely want to be helped, the person that's doing that should be incredibly interested, genuinely interested in what exactly you want and all the reasons why you want it and all the reasons, everything about your life that will make sure that you achieve your goals. So what do you like to eat and what don't you like to eat? What exercise do you like to do and what don't you like to do? What are your religious beliefs as far as food and exercise? And people have them. What are your convictions and your personal understanding of how to eat and how to exercise? Often personal trainers are really disrespectful of what people have experienced in the past, or they don't even ask what people have experienced in the past. Shouldn't your exercise professional know exactly what your goal is, when you want to achieve it, the picture that you have in your mind of what that's going to be like when you achieve your goal? What will you look like when you've lost weight, put on muscle size, achieved a win in a competition, you've climbed a mountain, you're able to run in the backyard with your kids, you've gotten rid of your horrible disease, whatever it is that you want to achieve? Wouldn't it be really awesome for your personal trainer, your exercise professional, to have a clear picture in their mind and you have in your mind of what that's going to look like for you? Shouldn't they know the exact day, date, and time that you want to achieve your goals? And then shouldn't they want to be setting the next goal for you and then the next one and the next one? And then what do you want to do for the rest of your life? Your exercise professional should know what motivates you, what inspires you, what annoys you, what turns you on and off. What are the words that you are most excited about using when you're training? Do you like to count up or down? What kind of music do you like to listen to when you're exercising? They're really the little things that make such a big difference. If you're choosing a personal trainer, please be aware mostly of the word personal. They should know all the things about you and be genuinely interested in all the things about you that will help you achieve your goals. And please, if you are a personal trainer, if you are an exercise professional, please be the person that is genuinely interested in every single reason that that person wants to achieve that particular goal. So many exercise people, personal trainers, all they hear is lose weight. And that's why they'll tell you the number one reason that people go to a personal trainer is to lose weight, because that's all they hear. But they didn't ask, why do you want to lose weight? And where exactly do you want to lose weight? And how will you feel when you do? And how will you feel if you don't? And what motivates you? These are the really important questions that I think exercise professionals really need to be asking. So make sure that yours is. And it's interesting, just as a quick collection of data, if you don't think that everybody has a different reason for choosing a personal trainer and staying with the personal trainer, I'm just going to run through an interesting list of my collection of data. So here are some of the top reasons why people researched the use of a personal trainer and why they chose to train with a trainer, not their particular trainer, but why they decided that they needed to have a personal trainer. So some of the reasons were, I needed help, I'm lazy, I lack discipline, I'm scared to exercise on my own, it's safer to train with a personal trainer, I hate exercising on my own, if I don't have a personal trainer, I don't exercise, I wanted an expert to help me, I wanted to compete and I need an expert in my sport to show me how to train effectively, I had to lose weight, I was either going to die or my clothes didn't fit me anymore, or my husband or my wife left me, so I had to get into shape. I wanted to get big is a reason that people chose to have a personal trainer. A personal trainer asked me if I wanted to train with them, so take note, if you are wanting to be have a career as an exercise professional or be a personal trainer, that a lot of people will simply train with you because you asked them to. Here's a big one. I saw before and after photos of my personal trainer and I wanted the same results. That was a very common one, particularly in the era of social media, Instagram photos, etc. I've tried every diet and exercise program. They didn't work, so I needed a personal trainer. I had no luck getting a result on my own. I tried everything by myself and it didn't work, so I decided I'd get a trainer. I need to be pushed. I need an appointment, an exact time of the day to show up, otherwise I won't. I need external motivation. I needed a lot of help with the last bit. So some people chose a personal trainer because they've lost a lot of weight on their own or they'd achieved a result on their own, but they needed to just tweak that last tiny bit. My friends have all gotten better results with a personal trainer. Everyone else I know has a personal trainer, so I got one too. The gym gave me one for free and I liked them, so I kept training with them. And that's a very broad spectrum of reasons why people researched or chose the services of a personal trainer. So it would be really naive of us to think that the only reason that people go to a personal trainer is to lose weight. There's lots and lots and lots of different reasons why people have chosen a professional to look after them. Now, the interesting next question that I always ask, and again, I've collected a lot of data on this, is the top reasons why I chose my particular personal trainer. Excuse me. And it's really interesting because you can hear it in people's voice. I go to my personal trainer, or I love my personal trainer. So I always ask the question, why did you choose your personal trainer? And the top of the list is always referral. Everybody says, it seems to be very common that people say, look, somebody recommended my trainer to me, so I looked them up. So referral seems to be the top of the list reason why people chose their particular trainer. And here are some of the other interesting reasons why people chose their trainer. They seemed interested in my goals and they wanted to help me achieve my goals. The gym put me with them and I felt I had no choice. So some people just have the trainer they have because they were given that trainer. This is an interesting one. They were the only person who called me back. And that was very common, and it is very common across the board when I ask people, why did you choose your trainer? And they share with me, look, I researched a stack of trainers. I called 5, 10, 15 different personal trainers, personal training studios and gyms. And my trainer is the only one that called me back. So that's why I train with them. An interesting one is rehabilitation experience. Obviously, if you have an injury and you want some help to recover from that injury, it's a good reason to pick your particular trainer because they've got expertise in that area. They were the only person at the gym who talked to me, which is an interesting one, and that again was very common. They seemed the most professional. Here's a funny one, and this has been said to me many times. I felt sorry for my trainer. They were so bad and I wanted to help. And that's come a lot from business people where they go to the gym and they see some poor trainer struggling, trying to grow their business. So they have a chat to them in the gym and say, all right, and it's because they're wealthy or they've got spare cash and they train with this poor person to try and help them get better at what they do, which I think is very gorgeous. Once again, I saw the before and after photos of my personal trainer, and that comes up a lot again with social media. I chose this person because I saw their before and after photos and I wanted that exact look. I wanted to achieve the same goal that they did. My personal trainer is a specialist or expert in what I want to do. Here's an interesting one. I chose my trainer because they didn't smell or they didn't have bad breath or they were well presented or they were clean cut. It was really interesting across the board, that professional presentation thing where people had a bad trainer in the past and they've now chosen this particular trainer because they don't smell or they don't have bad breath. They called me back and kept in touch is a really big one. So I got in contact with them. They called me back and they didn't give up on me. And that's a beautiful thing to keep in mind. I train with my trainer because they didn't give up on me. I followed them on social media for a long time. Here's a big one. I liked them. Why did you choose this trainer? Because I like them. Another one is they arrived on time, and that's another one from business people. And I obviously talk to a lot of business people. Why did you choose your trainer? And they share with me, look, I've got to be there at this time. I've got to be out of there by that time, and I can't be fiddling around with some trainer that can't be bothered to arrive on time. So I train with my trainer because they're always there on time. And that's very common with the data that I've collected. And this one again, the gym gave me mine for free for a few times and I liked them, so I just stayed with them. And now they are my personal trainer. So sometimes you end up with a great trainer just by default. Somebody passed one on to you and you liked them and you stayed with them. Now, this next set of reasons for me is the most important. So the top reasons why you stayed with your personal trainer for more than 10 years. So when I meet people that have had and paid for a personal trainer for plus 10 years, I always ask why. And again, there are lots of different reasons and everybody is a unique individual with different reasons. But have a listen to some of these. And these, again, are in no particular order, but many people have the same reason for staying with their trainer for 10 years or more. Here's a big one. I can't live without them. They've just become a part of my life. I can't imagine my life without my personal trainer. They make me feel like I'm their only client. They make me feel cared about. I trust them. How's this one? They haven't annoyed me yet. A lot of businessmen say that to me. Look, I'm just with my trainer because they haven't pissed me off yet. I train with my trainer out of habit. I've been doing it for so long now. It's just become part of my life. It's convenient for me to have a trainer, so I'm still there. Here's a beautiful one. They're the only person in my life who listens to me talk. I keep going because I keep getting results. There's a great reason. They're my friend or my best friend, and that's very common. I train with my trainer because they're my best friend. They come to all of my social events. They come to Christmas with us. They get invited to our family events or our wedding simply because they're our friend. They're our best friend. A lot of business people, again, will share with me, it's one part of my life I don't need to think about. I'm still with my trainer because I trust them with my eating plan, with my exercise plan. I rock up, I do what I'm told and I leave and I don't have to think about it. And for some people, that's a really nice compartmentalization. How's that for a good word? They just have a trainer because it works for them. This is a big one. They've helped me compete in or win multiple championships or competitions. Here's a great one, and this was very common, and it always never ceases. I always have a giggle when people share this with me, and it's very, very common. Who's got the time or the energy to train another personal trainer? So obviously the relationship has been developed over a long period of time, and the person's still there after 10 years because who the hell's got the energy to train another person for another 10 years? I really love this. This is my favorite. They care about me, but my most favorite is they are the best personal trainer in the world. I love it when I say to people, why have you chosen your trainer and why have you been there for 10 years or more? And they say, because I have the best personal trainer in the world. And if you want to be an exercise professional and if you want this to be your career path and you are really excited about helping people to be healthy, fit and strong, isn't that what you want people to be saying about you? I train with the best personal trainer in the world. My gym is the best gym in the world. My exercise professional is the very best in the world. And that's that sweet spot, and I'll finish on that. If you're doing what you're the most passionate about, if you love this, and automatically that means you'd want to be the best in the world at it. So you're constantly learning and training and educating yourself and doing ongoing learning, which means you then want to add massive value to your clients' lives. And then they will automatically say, I train with the best trainer in the world. You don't have to be the best for everybody. You don't have to add massive value to everybody's lives. For your business to be successful, for you to have a career path as a top-level exercise professional, your clients need to be saying, I train with the best trainer in the world. I have the best exercise professional in the world. So for whatever reason you have a trainer or don't, for whatever reason you are staying with your trainer or you stopped training, for whatever reason you've been with your trainer for the last 10 years or more, I'd love to know. Obviously, I can pass the information on to my students. I can pass the information on to the fitness profession, but most importantly, I'm really interested in why people do things and why people stop doing things. So may you have a top level exercise professional, a top level coach to help you achieve your health and fitness goals, your exercise goals. And if you are a top level exercise professional, may you be practicing what you preach and you have a top level exercise professional who looks after you.